This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
On the Family Show, and our relationships guru is Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships. The new disease we're all suffering from, the hurry virus. Everyone's rushing around. Still no time in the day to get everything done. Morning, Bruce. How do we fix it? Is there a pill I can take?
Look, I don't think there is a pill that you can take. And if it is a pill, it's going to be one of those hard pills to swallow. Mm. And I think the thing is, we are so busy. And at the end of the day, people still don't feel satisfied. So, people are going to be going, oh, well, I still haven't got everything done that I need to get done. And that's probably true in your house as well as mine.
Do we put too high an expectation on ourselves? Is that the starting point, the problem?
Yeah, absolutely, Robbie, and I think that is the starting point. And if people could have a conversation about what would be realistic in their expectations about what can get done in a day, and, it goes back to the question, if I didn't do it today, is it going to matter in 12 months' time? And you can bring it even closer to say, if I didn't do it today, would it be okay if I did it tomorrow? And if I did it tomorrow, would that matter even in a week's time? And so it's bringing a bit of perspective back into that, which can make a big difference. And, in the meantime, you can be back and be present with your families and the people that you care about.
I mightn't be here in 12 hours' time, though, Bruce. Make hay while the sun shines.
Well, yeah, look, and I think that is true if you're doing something that's definitely deriving some satisfaction for you. So, I've got a little quick top five for the symptoms that you've got the hurry virus. And one is that, you're down at the supermarket counting the items in other people's baskets in front of you if you're in the express lane. That's a sure symptom that you're not doing the right thing.
That annoys me. I want to say something. Hang on, you got 14, not 12. Get out of the back of the line.
And that's a symptom. You read stories to your own children at 180 words a minute at bedtime, skipping a couple of pages hoping they don't miss us. That's not necessarily going to bring satisfaction. You're putting the seatbelt on as you drive up the street because you can't spend an extra 10 seconds putting it on before you go. And you push the button at the lights about like 55 times. Or if you get in a lift, you push it at least 3 times to make sure that you're definitely going to the floor, that the doors aren't closing fast enough. So, all those little things that you're in a hurry about quite often still don't bring any satisfaction. So I think, I've got a really big challenge for everyone today, and that is to every hour, and I'm saying every hour because even if you notice it every hour and you only do it 5 times today and you just stop for 1 minute, whatever you're doing, just stop for 1 minute and have a little pause break. And, it's cliched as it is about stopping and smelling.
I haven't got time for a pause break, Bruce. I'm too busy.
Yeah, I know, and that's the issue. And we keep telling ourselves that and still not happy at the end of the day. And here's this virus that's taken over the world. So that's the challenge. And this is the bitter pill to swallow. Stop for 1 minute and just have a look around. And I call it a grateful break. Just stop and have a grateful break and look around you and smell the roses, as cliched as that is, and go, what am I grateful for right now? And it might be just looking at your kids. It might be just, hey, isn't it good that I work in an air-conditioned office on a freezing morning like today? Just stopping for one moment. Read the story at 80 words a minute and make it come alive, because you won't be able to do that in 10 years' time.
I mean, another cliche, I think there's going to be a lot of cliches in this chat, but life's short, isn't it? And I'm not a big one on John Lennon lyrics, but that line that he sang, that life's what's happened while you're waiting for something else to come along, can be so true, because we do get bogged down in stuff that
I got one for
is
you
temporary.
Too. It's not the destination, it's the journey. There's
another
there's
one
for you.
Yeah, there's a good one. Yeah.
You guys are on fire. You must have air conditioning in your office, aren't you?
We do.
For that today. Well, look, if you plan this, even if that's too much of a pill to swallow, that's stopping for 1 minute, even just plan to be somewhere early. Like, if you've got to pick the kids up today, plan to be there at 10 to 3 instead of 3. Sit in the car for 10 minutes and give your body a chance to catch up with your brain and just be still for those couple of minutes while you're waiting. And just notice what's going on and look at kids having fun and other people being in a hurry and be glad that you're not one of those people.
Mate, I'd love to keep chatting, but we've got to run. We're really tight for time this morning. Stuff to do, Bruce. Stuff to do.
And look, that's how it is. And can I tell you, for me and for everyone else, I'm still on this journey. And I thought I would have learned. My son, at age 4, I said, mate, quickly, get out of the car. We got home, pulled in the driver, said, mate, quickly, get out of the car. And he says to me, Dad, why do we have to do it quickly? And I went, that's a good point, mate. You just come out whenever you feel like it.
Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships, taking the time to smell the roses. Have a sniff for Robbie and I while you're at it, mate. Nice to catch up. We'll talk next week.
Enjoy your day.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.